Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Corey. I have a real important subject to touch on today. I just discovered this word called sologramy. It's S-O-L-O-G-A-M-Y. I may not be saying it right, but it's something that I'm very much interested in. So it's pretty much about marrying yourself and, you know, having a whole wedding ceremony and a whole nine. I wonder how you guys feel about it. So it's just an opinion from you guys to me because you know how I am, meaning, hey, save the date because I'm getting married to myself, 7/17/2017. Hope you guys can all join me. I may be doing it 7/7/17. That sounds more about right. But how do you guys feel about it? I'll give you my honest opinion. For me, I've been dating my whole entire life, you know, since I was 14, and here I am 30, and I'm not married. And when I came across this article, I read it, I'm like, that sounds like me. So you know me, I Googled it a little bit more, I went into it a little more deep into detail. And the more I read it, the more I felt like, okay, if the shoe fits, wear it. And it pretty much says that if you're the kind of person who won't just settle for anything or, you know, you used to be in a single friend and you're okay with that, you know, you can be the third wheel when it's a couple or a couple couples. And you're just in your own little world, you know, you're meeting people, shaking hands, smiling. And if you're overly social person, then you may just need to be alone. And it's not saying that I have all these standards and I'm just like, oh, I'm too good for that person. No, it's a person who doesn't want to be tied down. It's like a social butterfly. And by being with somebody, it takes a lot of energy out of you and a lot of commitments and all that kind of thing. And when you're committed to yourself, as I am, it's hard to go from that to compromising, you know. And everybody's not meant to be with somebody. You know, you have your lesbians, you have your straight, your gays, you have your straights, you have your cheaters, your liars, you have all that. But if you're committed to yourself and you're true to yourself, then, you know, no, you do not have to have a wedding to be committed to yourself, no. But it is something about the self-esteem issue because I've been thinking about this for a couple of days now. And because I know that I'm engaged to myself and I'm going to marry myself, it's kind of like I can care less how people feel about me. Or it's not that I've seen every person. Well, that it is kind of how it is. You never know who you'll meet, and you never know what type of role they'll play in your life. But when you made a commitment to yourself, you're kind of looking at everybody as a, how can I help you become a happier person? Because me, I'm satisfied with who I am. I'm loving myself. I'm married to myself. I'm not expecting anything besides a friendship from you. You know that does kind of bring up the subject of sex, because then what? But as long as I'm okay with the decisions that I made, I can do what I want to whoever I want. It's convenient for me. And since I've been like that already, why not just make it official with myself? I mean, I know I'm the one, you know. I know I'm never going to let me down. Sometimes I do let me down, but that's when I console with my team, my star player, which is myself anyways, you know. So it makes sense. But I do want to know you guys' opinion about it. I will be touching bases back on this until I get married. But this is how I feel, you know. I'll get into more detail later on the next show on what led me to feel this way and what I've been through recently, because there's so much I have to say, but, you know, I really don't have the time. I'm on the touch basis. All right, this is Corey. You can count on me. We got a lot to talk about. All right, smooches. See you later, guys. Oh, I'm under this.